Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Our objective is clear, and that is to degrade and destroy ISIL so that it's no longer a threat. If we are joined by the international community, we can continue to shrink ISIL's sphere of influence, its effectiveness, its financing, its military capabilities, to the point where it is a manageable problem.
I rest my case. The show is now over. Welcome to the Savage Nation. I rest my case that the leadership of the United States and the EU are insane, totally insane. They have no idea what they are doing. They'd rather go to war with Putin than with ISIS. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Today, of course, is Wednesday, if you haven't checked. Many of you are still on vacation, which I find amazing. Corporate welfare is astounding. You say welfare is out of control. I can't get in touch with anyone in corporations. They're gone. Four-day weekends, six-day weekends, seven-day weekends. Well, I was here on Labor Day. I get a halo for that. I did a great show on the sanctity of labor. Yesterday's show was about the Islamo-Klux Klan, the IKK, which is being called every name under the sun except what it is. It's Hitler in a headscarf. And today I'm going to shock you by telling you I think that the reason Obama appears to be dragging his feet and sending conflicting signals about ISIS, so-called, is because he and ISIS are one and the same. I know you say, what, are you crazy? All right, listen to me. Before you turn that dial, I want to ask you something. During an appearance on Fox News today, General Thomas McInerney said that the United States helped build ISIS. And that's a quote. You see, ISIS was obtaining weapons from our consulate in Benghazi. Remember the Benghazi story? Remember Ambassador Chris Stevens? Remember Hillary Clinton? Remember all of that scandal? Remember we all talked about the fact that there were rumors on the internet that Chris Stevens' main job in Libya was to transfer all the weapons that Gaddafi had to the so-called rebels in Syria to overthrow Assad. And then all of a sudden they let Chris Stevens get killed. He was knocked off because of what he knew, some of you were saying, and what he knew about. Mainly that this government was actually arming terror-loving Islamists who have later been redesignated ISIS. They used to be called rebels, the Syrian Free Army. Remember? McCain, the warmongering, foaming-mouthed lunatic who belongs in Creedmoor Mental Hospital, along with Barack and St. Obama, were trying to overthrow Assad. Now, they couldn't do it openly because they knew that most Americans were tired of war, number one. And number two, it made no sense. Although Assad's a monster, he is able to maintain some semblance of order in Syria. He kept these bastards under control. And if we kill him through ISIS, which is what I think they're going to do, you're going to see the slaughter of hundreds of thousands of Christians and Alawites. Now they're killing reporters, right? Now, if you accept that ISIS may be America's proxy army and that we've been supplying them with weapons through the CIA, and there are people who can prove it, by the way. There are people who can prove that what I just said is true. We have been supplying ISIS directly or indirectly with weapons for a long time. And not only weapons in the form of the weapons that came out of Libya through Chris Stevens, but weapons per se have been flowing in there. America has become the lapdog of who then? Why are we doing this? Why would this country secretly be arming ISIS? Why? Why would we be doing that? What's the end goal here? The end goal is the overthrow of Assad of Syria. That's the end goal. Just as they decapitated the leadership of Libya, again, a strong man, Gaddafi, an evil man, but he was able to hold the psychotic Islamists in check. And he warned us that if we got rid of him, you're going to see Libya descend into chaos. He said it will become another Somalia run by warlords. Well, that's exactly what's happened. It didn't stop Hillary Clinton from cackling with her girlfriend saying, we came, we saw, he died, he. So everything Hillary Clinton has touched has been a disaster in terms of American foreign policy. That's number one. So don't think it's just Obama. Don't think that for a minute. That's why some are saying that this country, this administration, is not really dragging its heels in its response to these beheadings and the blitzkrieg that we're seeing going on in Iraq and Syria by ISIS, but because they're actually working with them, not hand in glove, but at a distance. Do you believe me or not? Is it too confusing for you? I mean, is this too confusing to follow? Should I stop it? I guess I can stop it. I believe that Washington and its NATO and EU allies are totally insane. They're on the wrong side of history. They're trying to start a war with Russia. They would rather start a war with Russia in Ukraine over energy than crush forever the Islamo-Klux Klan that's emerging in Iraq and Syria, which threatens us here in this country. So I would ask you a question, if you want to join the conversation, to you, the average listener of the Savage Nation. And that is this: who is a bigger threat to America's national security interests? Who is a bigger threat to America's national security interests? ISIS or Putin? Is it Putin that's our biggest national security threat? You mean Russia threatens us? Do you understand what's going on here? Do you understand that without Russia, we couldn't even get our men to the International Space Station because Obama destroyed NASA? One of Obama's first acts was to decimate NASA so that we could no longer fly our own men to the International Space Station. In other words, he decapitated our capacity to lead in space. He then decapitated our military, taking out all of the combat commanders who might have opposed him. And I have their names. I document all of this in my forthcoming book, Stop the Coming Civil War. It's all there for you. Why do you think I'm bothering doing this? What do you think, I want to make a quick buck out of fear? Is that why I'm doing this? No, it's not why I'm doing this. It's because I want to stop the coming civil war. You say, what are you, crazy? There's not going to be another civil war. We're in a civil war. Obama has declared war on America's traditional values, and I stand by that statement. Obama has declared war on America's traditional values and dominant culture. Need I spell it out for you? You want me to spell it out for you in plain English? I already did. We're in a civil war. It's not yet a shooting war, but we're in a civil war. This radical hooligan and Eric Holder and the women surrounding them, these hooligans who've seized power, have declared a war on America. Now, how do you not see that? They busted our border with Mexico. They flooded America with illegal children from Guatemala and El Salvador without the stroke of a pen. He brought them in. They're flooding into our schools now. Borders are gone. Our language is decimated. Our culture has been spit upon. So what do you mean he hasn't declared war on America? He is the smoothest operator I've ever seen. This man can lie so perfectly that you don't even know he's lying. I can. I can see it. I see the eyes change. I see the hooded eyes. I saw him do it just now from Estonia, or wherever he is. I think he's in England now, or Wales. There must be a good golf course. I suspect there's a better golf course in Wales than there is in Estonia. So he stopped in Wales. I understand they have nice golf courses there. I'm surprised he didn't ask for the meeting in Scotland, which has the best golf courses, of course. Should have demanded that there be an international security meeting in Scotland so we get a few putts in on the links. I wish he'd get a few links in rather than a few putts in. What do you think of anything I'm saying? Have you turned the radio off or on? Are you listening? Well, let's do a little sound for you. If you think this country has not been penetrated by Islamists, not only would I disagree with you, but so would every expert who dares speak the truth. Former CIA agents, former generals who are now able to talk. You can't blame them for not talking when they were working for the government, because they would have been stripped of their pensions. God knows what would have happened. Former CIA operatives are saying ISIS cells are in the U.S. and they're capable of striking. Even CNN is reporting that. Even Sad Sack CNN is reporting that. Would you believe it? Believe this? Even Sad Sack CNN is reporting that ISIS cells are here in the U.S. and they're capable of striking us. But I believe that the Sharia move, the movement towards Sharia law, soft Sharia law, has already taken place in this country. I'm going to play for you some sounds that should have every American alarmed. I want to listen. I want you to listen to Jimmy Carter, who's long been one of the most. Well, I don't have to categorize him. Just by saying Jimmy Carter, his name, it becomes a verb. The word Jimmy Carter itself, the two words together, could be a new verb. For you know Benedict Arnold. We say, oh, Benedict Arnold. You right away know who that was. Jimmy Carter and Benedict Arnold are one and the same. Listen to him at the Islamic Society of North America's annual convention recently, where he says the principles of Allah will bring peace to the world. Listen.
And I hope that all of you will use the principles of Allah and our God to bring peace and justice to all. Thank you very much.
Now, it's true that this grifter from Georgia, Jimmy Carter, makes tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of dollars from Arab countries. That's why he supports Hamas. He's a stone-hearted Jew hater right down to the core. In that sense, he agrees with most of the right wing in this country. See, that's where the right wing, who hates Jews in Israel, and Jimmy Carter really get along. They ought to consider getting some of that strychnine that him and his family apparently drink while performing their satanic rituals down there in the swamps. But the fact of the matter is, here he goes before the Islamic Society and says Allah will bring the principles of Allah will bring peace and justice to all. Well, my friend, you ought to read the Quran because it calls for the conquest of the world and the conversion of everyone to Islam. I guess he didn't see that part of the book. He must have read the Cliff Notes version of the Quran. I suspect Jimmy Carter got the Cliff Notes version. Now it gets worse because Jimmy Carter can be dismissed as a former. Whatever he was, president, I suppose, and he's no longer in office, so what? They all do it anyway, and they're all sellout, prostitutes. Take a look at that guy, Eric Cantor. Eric Cantor posed as a conservative. Then when push came to shove, he was in favor of amnesty. He got fired, remember that? Remember that little shock a few months ago? And he took a job in Wall Street for $1.2 million a year. Amazing, isn't it? Now listen to John Kerry, John Ketchup Kerry in clip four.
The real face of Islam is not what we saw yesterday, when the world bore witness again to the unfathomable brutality of ISIL terrorist murderers, when we saw...
Okay, let's stop
Stephen
right here. Now, he says that that was not the real face of Islam, but I would think that if you interviewed the folks from ISIS, they would say, we are the real face of Islam, because they kill Muslims who are not the real face of Islam. In other words, they say the real face of Islam is being a bloodthirsty murderer who kills anybody in their way, Muslims included. So either Kerry doesn't know what he's talking about, or again, he's lying. In either case, do you care about any of this? In the next hour, I have a different kind of story coming up. In the New York Post over the weekend, there was a story about sex, drugs, rock and roll, sex with inmates, sex with guards, drugs from guards, drugs from guards, drugs to prisoners at Rikers Island. In New York City, one of New York's and America's toughest prisons. And she will be with us in the middle of the next hour to tell us the inside story of Rikers Island. And we have to ask ourselves, is this limited to Rikers Island? Drugs and sex being traded? She says that the minute new female guards appeared, they were traded off amongst the female guards for sex. And if they didn't comply with the female guards and give the other female guards sex, they were given the worst assignments in the prison. And those who did comply with sex with the female guards were allowed not even to report to work and collect their check. You hear this? That's in the next hour. Well, that's the good news. If you'd like to stay tuned, the bad news is going to come real shortly right here on the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Our objective is clear. And that is to degrade and destroy ISIL so it's no longer a threat, not just to Iraq, but also the region and to the United States. In order for us to accomplish that, the first phase has been to make sure we've got an Iraqi government that's in place and that we are blunting the momentum that ISIL was carrying out. And the airstrikes have done that.
I have never heard a bigger liar in my life. This man is getting away with treason every day of the week. And no one challenges this guy. It's, you know, look, maybe I'm in the business too deeply. Maybe it's because I study this on a daily basis that I see the cancer for what it is. And I really don't blame the average listener for not wanting to listen to the analysis of the best oncologist in the political world. I'm the best oncologist in the political sphere in this country. And I think that the cancer has metastasized. I do not understand how he can get away with saying things like this. When with one hand he says he's striking ISIS because people are screaming, do something. On the other hand, he's going as slowly as he can. On the other hand, he does things which seem to support this blitzkrieg that's going on from these Islamofascists. Now, the next caller has it all put together. Kathy on WMAC in Georgia. Listen to this woman. Kathy, say it like it is.
Yeah, we got a man who actually went into Benghazi in Libya, and they are running guns. They got 11 jetliners missing now, and they got Obama, this is August 14th, ignores Congress and lifts ban on Libyans attending flight schools.
Right, let's slow down. That's right. On August 14th, this duplicitous president of ours, without Congress, because we have no Congress, lifted the ban on Libyans coming to America for flight training. Now we find out that the warlords who took over Libya have stolen 11 jetliners. Are you putting the pieces together for us?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, if you start to put these pieces together, you have to say it's much worse than we all think.
9/11 all of a sudden became good when the Obama administration came into power. They took out the CIA in Pakistan in 2010. They took, and then he outed the one in 2011. And I could just go on and on and on.
But Kathy, stay in the line. Here's a caller who knows more about the news than the whole team at CNN put together. This woman has more insight in her pinky than Don Lemon has in his entire body. Did you hear what she said? Obama lifted the ban on Libyans coming here for flight training in the middle of August. And then, yesterday we learned that the Libyans have stolen 11 jetliners.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Savage Nation, a guide for the perplexed. And believe me, the labyrinth that is called the Middle East and the world is very hard to follow. And I don't blame people for turning it off and worrying about whether they can get onto the iCloud and see naked pictures of B and C grade Hollywood starlets who no one cares about. And of course, that's the highest priority of Obama's FBI right now. It's not uncovering the sleeper cells in America, but who published the naked photos of the starlets. Because after all, that's what makes America run, which is drugs, sex, and rock and roll, I suppose. Meanwhile, the Islamofascists are on the move with their blitzkrieg across Iraq and Syria. On the order of what Hitler did in the early days of World War II with his blitzkrieg, using our tanks, no less, which we gave them. Never forget that Obama eliminated the airplanes that can kill tanks. And then they stole the tanks, allegedly, from the Iraqi army that fled. Now they have our M1A Abrams, and we're not. Why are we not destroying those tanks? We have the capacity to destroy them. So ask yourself why Obama has not gone after the tanks. He blows up a truck, and that doofus admiral gets up there, that pathetic admiral, and tells us that they blew up a truck. It must have cost us $100 million to blow up a truck with three killers on it. We haven't blown up one M1A Abrams tank yet. You know why? Because they want them in Syria to overthrow Assad. So why do they want them in Syria to overthrow Assad is the question. Why? What's so important about that? It's not that they want to see Christians slaughtered. It's always about the money. Don't you understand that? Don't you understand it's always about the money? If you look at a map, you have to look at Saudi Arabia. The king of Saudi Arabia, who warned last week that ISIS will reach Europe by next month and the U.S. a month after that, has one thing in mind, and that is to destroy Assad in Syria because of money. Because of money, because of the pipeline that is going to be running in that area, bringing some of Russia's oil into the area. instead of fighting ISIS, Obama really wants a war with Russia. So guess who else is in competition with Saudi Arabia and who was in cahoots with Iran, Syria, and now China? The answer is Russia. Your president is so incompetent that he has now forged an alliance between Russia and China after a negotiation over the oil pipeline that took several years. Putin has finalized a deal between Russia and China. And instead of shipping his oil to Europe, he's going to start shipping, transshipping his oil through a pipeline to China. China's very happy to take the oil, probably out of the Caspian Sea and out of the oil fields. And China loves the oil. China's hungry for the energy. And so this is a big threat to the five sister oil companies in America. This is a huge threat to the EU crooks, thieves, and degenerates who absolutely want to steal the energy sources under the ground in Ukraine. You see, it's an energy war again. It's war for oil, if you want to put it that way. And I guess you have to understand it's always about money. War is always about power and money. But don't be deceived. I think that ISIS is the ally of this administration. Not overtly. They're against the beheadings. I mean, those fellas went a little too far. Oh, they went a little too far here. There's another interesting point about the beheading of Mr. Sotloff, which is that he was a dual citizen between Israel and the United States, which I found very interesting to learn a day after he was beheaded. Foley certainly was an American citizen. Don't know whether he was I think he was a USAID worker as well, by the way, which is another, it's an interesting part of the story. In other words, USAID is CIA. Sotloff may have been CIA. We don't know. I mean, we don't know that. We're not going to know that. But there are elements that you have to know. But let's go back to the last caller who has more knowledge in her pinky than all of CNN's, reporters put together. She put two and two together, something Wolf Blitzer hasn't been able to do since he first learned to tie his shoes from his mother when he was 2 years old. And she said 2 weeks ago, or a month ago rather, Obama, with the stroke of a pen, eliminated a law which prohibited Libyans from coming to America to gain flight training. Then we wake up yesterday and find out that the Libyan militias have stolen six jetliners in Libya from the airport of Tripoli, and that they may be getting ready for another 9/11. And what, they're here in this country taking flight training? And you're telling me this is, again, not impeachable, not questionable? Don't ask the Fuhrer and don't question the Fuhrer? Don't second-guess the Fuhrer? You're not allowed? You're called a racist if you second-guess the Fuhrer? What the hell is wrong with you people? Kathy, welcome back to the Savage Nation. You really have won the gold prize today.
But I'll tell you another thing. You're talking about oil. From the time Benghazi hit, we have so many prison breaks from Yemen to Pakistan to China. China's been being attacked. So basically they're using this little terror army mob to take care of the people so they can get the land and do their gas and their oil thing. That's correct.
Well, let's go back. How did you put together the Libyan flight training connected to the seizure of the airliners? What made you come to that?
I watched the news. I turned the news off 2 years ago, but I like to read, and I read all kind of news stories and this, that, and the other thing. I have a very good memory, and I know history pretty well, and I can see things, kind of like what you talk about. You know, you can put things together. And so that's basically what I did. From the prison breaks, we got 400 heat-seeking missiles missing from Libya, all those missiles missing from Libya. They armed the people down there in Libya. They called it Operation Footprint or some kind of crap.
Well, hold on. Let's slow down for a minute. So you're part of the group that believes that Ambassador Stevens was permitted to be killed because he knew the secrets of the transfer of arms from Libya, from the stockpiles of Libyan arms to the rebels in Syria. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes. So, in other words, Ambassador Stevens was purposely assassinated.
Car in there, and it's very easy to put together if you just lay it all out.
Why is it that so many people who consider themselves rationalists or sophisticates or liberals laugh at a person like you? Why is that?
I don't know. I have a friend like that, and he doesn't even consider himself a liberal. I think it's because, I'm not really sure, because they are actually on the side of the other side, and or they just don't know. I don't see how anybody knows anything watching the news. That if you only get your news from CBS at 6 o'clock or even from CNN, you don't know anything that's going on.
Nothing. What do you think's going to happen? What do you think's going to happen if there's another 9/11 size attack in this country, or even something smaller? What do you think will happen in this country?
They'll come in to take over. Then it'll be so bad that they have to, because this is what they're doing. They're destroying countries and nations to make it.
No. Wait, listen to me. What if there's another 9/11 attack in this country? Do you think the people will finally rise up, come together, and do what needs to be done to save this country and themselves? Or do you think that Obama will use that as a pretext to declare martial law and to round people up in the middle of the night using the NDAA, which he passed on a New Year's Eve while everybody was partying? See, I think the latter is going to happen.
That's what he wants to happen, but I pray to God every night that the people wake up. But we're
all right.
Really,
you're a great listener, and Kathy, I'll tell you what. We're going to put you as the first recipient, the first, and Doug, record this, please. I'm going to start giving out free copies of Stop the Coming Civil War once the book is published. You're the first that's going to receive a free copy. You won the gold prize today. Your analysis is brilliant. I'm sure you would be laughed at behind your back if you went to a cocktail party at Michael Bloomberg's townhouse in Manhattan. Because they're so smart, those people. You know, they're so sophisticated. They know everything. And therefore, they would laugh at you. Because, after all, you don't sound like you're from New York. You don't sound like you went to Vassar and had your brain washed. You heard of waterboarding. Well, they do more than waterboarding at these Ivy League colleges. It's worse than waterboarding what they do to the brains of the children. All right, Kathy in Macon, Georgia. I said it wrong. I can't say Macon. It's because I speak too much French. It's Macon in France. It's a very good wine, incidentally. How do you say it? It's Mason, Georgia? Macon? Macon. Why don't they spell it that way? M-A-K-E-O-N. Why not phonetic? I know. I'd have to spell it M-A-C-O-N and trip up guys like me from the north. Macon. I'm one of the guys who actually would just stumble over a word and make a mistake, then make believe I know how to pronounce it. A lot of people in the news, they make believe they know how to say the country, Q-A-T-A-R. I still can't pronounce it. Gutter, guitar, catter. How do you pronounce a country like that? Gutter. Whose country would be called Gutter? Can't they rename it? Can't they get one of the girls to rename the Islamo-fascist ISIS to rename their nation from Gutter to something else? Name it Banjo. Then we wouldn't trip over the word Q-A-T-A-R. No one can pronounce it. Everyone says it a different way. Gutter, Qatar. Call it Banjo. Because Banjo is funding ISIS, by the way. Okay, my friends. We're moving right along here. Let me give you a little domestic story. Here's a headline from Fox News. Bike rider on bucket list trip from Maryland to Miami fatally stabbed. Now, on the face of it, that's a bad story. But you have to read the whole story to find out who stabbed him. You know who stabbed him? Herrera Cruz, a homeless man, stabbed this poor guy who was on a bicycle ride from Maryland to Miami to propose to his girlfriend. He stopped at a McDonald's restaurant, 28 years old, talking to his girlfriend on a cell phone outside the restaurant. When the homeless man, Herrera Cruz, stabbed him to death for no reason. Stabbed him in the chest and the arms, and he collapsed and died. And Cruz told officers he thought that the fellow he stabbed was directing people by cell phone to attack him. Now, the article says bike rider on bucket list, trip from Maryland to Miami, fatally stabbed. I guess they left out by homeless man, and then go to the next step, homeless illegal alien. Perhaps. We don't know about the illegal alien, but we know he was homeless. But you can never connect the word homeless with any act of violence. Because then you may find out what I've been telling you for 20 straight years. That the so-called homeless population is filled with some of the most dangerous people in the United States of America. Who belong either in mental hospitals or they're prison escapees. Here in San Francisco, a once beautiful city, the homeless want the right to defecate and urinate in the subways. We have a subway system here called BART. Well, the subways called BART stink so badly from feces that they have to take down the escalators and decontaminate them with biohazard suits. They haven't done it because the riders couldn't take it anymore. They were puking. So finally, BART hired a team to work exclusively on entrances and stairways in the heavily used stations where these vermin defecate and urinate, okay? We'd all agree that needs to be done, wouldn't we? No. Are you ready for this? So-called advocates for the homeless have slammed Bart's decision to clean the feces and urine out of the stations. Are you ready for this? Here's what Jennifer Friedbach, executive director of the Coalition on Homelessness, told the San Francisco newspaper. They can't sleep on the sidewalks. They can't sleep in the parks. Where do you expect people to sleep? See, she likes the feces and the urine, apparently, in the escalators. So San Francisco commuters are forced to run a gauntlet of feces, puddles of urine, litter, discarded food on the floors, ooze on the walls. So finally Bart is cleaning it up. And the head of the coalition mafia says, how dare you clean up that feces? They can't sleep on the sidewalks. They can't sleep in the parks. Where do you expect people to sleep? That's San Francisco. It's why I love the city so much. The craziest, sickest city on the planet. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUYCOIN. After Labor Day, the kids have to go back to school. Who can worry about ISIS, Shmisis, Icicles, the Islamo Klux Klan? Who cares about them? They're no threat to us. No, we should go to war with Russia. That's what we need, is a nuclear war right now. But that's what your leadership is doing. Instead of going full force against, people are saying maybe that this ISIS group, Islamo Klux Klan, as I call them, are really our allies in an attempt to overtake, overthrow Assad. People say, don't be crazy. I didn't read that in the New York Times. How could that be true? One of the guys in the New York Times didn't write it. That can't be true. Who the heck are you to say a thing like that? What gives you the right, Michael Savage, to even think? Does Obama know you're thinking? Did he give you an authority to think and to use our public airwaves to think at all and to put out your ideas on the radio? How dare you come up with an idea like that? What do you think? This is a free country where you can say anything you want? Is that what you're thinking? WMAL in Washington. John, what are you thinking?
I think you're right about ISIS, but I don't think you go far enough as far as the aims and goals of this president that we have. I think.
All right, hold it. I'm settling back in my armchair now. I'm getting ready. Fire away. I want to hear it.
I made the analogy that he played too many games of hearts when he was in college, and in hearts, you stay away from the hearts because they're penalties. But if you take every trick, it's called shooting the moon, and then you penalize all the other players. And I think he's been playing hearts with the job. We respect the job too much to complain, and we're so, I guess, naive, as we've been called this by the Europeans, but they're not much better off than we are because they're taking these killers in among their in their midst. I mean, Dave Cameron can act like he's really tough, but didn't they have some guy belong to the Royal Guard get decapitated or nearly decapitated?
Yes,
right,
nothing. He did nothing when the African Muslims cut the Royal Guard to pieces in the streets. The kid was a drummer in a band.
Unbelievable.
What? They cut him to ribbons in the streets with blood all over their bodies, and Cameron did nothing.
Yep.
Nothing except go continue to eat his rare roast beef.
Yep.
Now, what do you mean, Obama and ISIS? Are you of the opinion that he actually is on their side?
I think they're secret partners, maybe he didn't want them to embarrass him. He didn't want Putin to embarrass him, but Obama hates this country, and if any enemies of the United States, they're his friends. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, and there's no bounds to what this guy will do. The word scoundrel isn't good enough. You called him a hooligan. Can you think of anything worse than scoundrel or presidential assassin? Because he's trying to assassinate this country, not just presently and in our future.
All right, you're the second winner. You get a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. It won't be out till October, but you got to wait for it. You're the second Gold Star winner today on the Savage Nation. The best callers in America. Listen and call the Savage Nation. By far the best.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Where shall we go today? Conspiracy theories, murder, mayhem, terrorism, the Islamo-Klux Klan, the blitzkrieg of the Islamo-Klux Klan, Obama's duplicity and lies. I mean, he's sending conflicting signals about ISIS, so many people with brains are saying, why? And the answer is pretty clear, because they may be working with us. What? That's impossible. I didn't read that in the Daily News. That can't be true. Who does that guy think he is? Who was that guy in the radio to even come up with such an idea? That should be illegal. That should be outlawed. That should be banned. After all, what does he think this is, America? What does that guy Savage think this is, a free country where you could say anything you want? This is not America. This is Obama's America. This is a new America. This is the new America where you can't say anything you want. No, it has to go through the government media complex. They're the reliable sources. So welcome to the program. Perhaps I got your attention. But we've been talking about it. Let me give you some evidence of why people are thinking Obama's working for the other team. Are you ready? Well, now we have the former CIA. They're all former. I love all former. They can't get a job. They're on pension, so they're all former. Then now they go on Fox News for 20 grand a year, and they tell us ISIS is here and ready to strike. When they're in the CIA, they had nothing to say. Now another one, they all have gray beards. When they had black beards, you didn't hear from them. When they were in black ops with black beards, no one heard from them. Now that they have gray beards, now suddenly they're telling us ISIS is here. They had nothing to say while ISIS and their cousins were growing. But anyway, that's the name of the game. That's the business we're in. You don't know who to trust anymore. You don't know who to trust. We don't know who to trust. Nobody knows who to trust. So you say, oh, why should I listen to you then? Well, you shouldn't. But you're listening, so you may as well listen to what I have to say. I didn't say trust me. I said listen to me. And then draw your own conclusions and then see if you can trust yourself. Let me give you two little facts. Pointed out to me, by the way, by a caller from Georgia just in the last hour. And it summarized all of my fears. The sum of all fears. August 14th, Obama, with the stroke of a pen, changed the rule that had been on the books for 20 years. And he said, now Libyans can come into America and take flight training in our flight schools. And people said, what, are you crazy? Didn't bother him. And won another round of golf with Vernon Jordan. Yesterday we learned that Libya has collapsed because of what Hillary Clinton orchestrated, which was the murder of Gaddafi. And all of a sudden, they seized six or seven airliners, jet planes, big ones, like a 9/11 job. And what, we're going to let Libyans now into our flight schools? And what happens if a flight instructor calls the FBI and says, hello, FBI, my name is Joe Buchanan. I'm a pilot, flight instructor down here in Orlando, Florida. And we have some gentlemen here from Libya who want to take flight training in our simulators in a 757. CIA says, sir, you're discriminating against them. We're going to report you to the CIA for conducting a hate crime against Libyans. Please stand by. The NDAA will be used shortly to arrest you. All right, that's a bad analogy. I get it. But it's kind of cartoonish, I admit. But cartoons work for national broadcast because people are too busy. You got to make a buck. You got to make a living. You got to raise your children. You got to floss your teeth. You got to worry about your cardiac profile. You got to jog around the lake in the morning. You got to jog down the street at 5 a.m. to keep up. Or get back to me when you're 50 and let me know how your joints are. But that's a separate story. We'll do a health story another time. Jogging is probably one of the worst exercises ever invented in the history of the human race. Man is not made to run at 5 o'clock in the morning unless he's being pursued by ISIS. I mean, if ISIS was in your neighborhood running after you, I could say run at 5 in the morning. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. I was a runner once. You know that I actually published articles in Runner's World, would you believe it, in my 30s? You wouldn't believe that. Old Savage. Yeah, you didn't know that. Back in the 70s, I published articles on health and nutrition in Runner's World. Things have changed. I gave up running a long time ago. I decided instead to just gain weight and eat. I'm joking. No, I keep a careful watch over myself, up to a point. But say, okay, now we're talking about the news, views and reviews. And I'm a guy who believes in America's borders, language and culture. How archaic can you get? How archaic, Savage? You believe in borders? That's so not Obama. What do you mean borders? That's for racists and fascists who don't want to see America become another slum like Mexico. How dare you not want America to become like Theodore Juarez? What do you mean, Savage? You don't want America to look like Tijuana? Why not? Join Jerry Brown's view of the world. If the whole of America looks like Tijuana, just think about what you can get away with. Think about the inside contracts you can get away with if you have a passive population that doesn't even speak the language. Wow, Savage, come on now. We need a growing Tijuana presence here. What do you mean borders? What do you mean language? English is passe. You know, we just learned today that white kids are now a minority in our schools. Isn't that great? Isn't that a wonderful thing to wake up and realize? The dreams of the anti-whites has been realized. That all of the racists who have dreamed of, let us say, pushing the white men aside who built this nation are slowly but surely becoming true. Isn't that a wonderful day? Now, it is true that the black population has remained stable, but the Hispanic population has grown by leaps and bounds. Primarily because of illegal immigration, high birth rate, Barack Obama flooding America with as many as he can get in without actually being impeached. He calls this group dreamers, he calls that group schemers, he calls that group whatever, and he brings them in. 4 million, by the way, before the last election, just in the nick of time. Just the nick of time, ushered them in, they all voted. Margin of victory of Obama over Romney, about 3.5 million. How do you know they didn't vote? Well, you don't know. We don't have any voter ID. They have it in every country in the world that wants to preserve its integrity, but not in the United States of America because you've been hoodwinked by these anti-American liars into thinking that a voter ID would be illegal somehow. You need an ID to drive a car, don't you? Don't you need an ID to drive a car? Don't you need an ID to go buy a bottle of liquor, but you don't need an ID to vote? Why is that? Because Eric Holder and his hooligans have told you that if you ask for an ID to vote, you're a racist. And you believe these hooligans. Ha! How do you like that? So that brings us back to all the stories of the day. And here are some of the stories of the day. Are you worried about our military exercises that we're suddenly going to be having in eastern Ukraine? Do you believe now is the right time to try to push Putin even farther? Do you believe Obama can manage ISIS? He says he's going to manage ISIS. And who is a bigger threat, ISIS or Putin? How about that? Do you feel a war is inevitable in Ukraine? I do. I believe it's inevitable because the forces of the power of oil and the NATO and EU insanity cases want war with Russia. Oh, not a nuclear war by any means. But the EU suddenly is creating a special force to meet the Spetsnaz in Ukraine? Are these fools that crazy? Are they insane? The EU announced yesterday the creation of a blitzkrieg spearhead force capable of a blitzkrieg attack on Russia. Can you believe that you're reading this in this day and age in the year 2014? That they want to create a blitzkrieg to attack Russia at a time that we're being attacked by these Muslim fanatics from hell? Well, let me tell you a little bit about Ukraine. Let me give you a little history. There's eastern Ukraine and there's western Ukraine. And ensure that in both populations there's a multiplicity of ethnicities and divisions. But do you know that western Ukraine, the friends of Obama, the friends of McCain, the friends of the EU, western Ukraine is the home of the Ukrainian SS divisions that fought for Hitler. Of course, they're dead today, but their sons are still alive. And what you may not know is that the militias that were organized by the, quote, right sector, the Friends of McCain, and other, quote, right-wing political organizations are still wearing the Nazi insignia of the Ukrainian SS divisions to this day. These are now the people that Washington and the EU support? The Ukrainian Nazi divisions are now our allies? Do you have any idea what's going on? Okay, maybe you don't want to hear it. It's a warm day. It's late, early September. So at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk about sex amongst women, guards, and prisoners at Rikers Island with a former guard. Now, that's the kind of story you want to hear about. Drugs, sex, lesbianism. Now, that's the hot stuff. That's the stuff that makes America listen. That's the kind of stuff that makes the headlines of the Daily News. That's what keeps America churning. That's what keeps the cabs rolling. How do the cabs keep rolling with Uber? I don't get that part of it. I mean, everyone I know, the young people all use Uber, and which is a very nice service, but doesn't it put cab drivers out of business? What was the point of all those taxi licenses? When I was a kid, you know, I was surrounded by immigrants. I'm an immigrant son. I knew guys, we knew family. They'd save, it was $150,000 then to get a taxi medallion for the right to have a taxi. And if a guy had two medallions and he hired two drivers, he was a fairly wealthy middle-class guy. You know, he made it in America. So now all the guys who bought medallions for the right to drive taxis are being overstepped by Uber, and their taxi union does nothing. And a cab driver said to me in New York last week, why doesn't the union do anything? I said, because unions are corrupt. What do you mean, why? Unions are corrupt. They're run by gangsters. What do you mean, why they don't help you? They took your money and they said, go to hell. It's like the government. They take your taxes and tell you to go to hell. At least that's how I see it. How do you see it? 855-407-282. And again, we had two Gold Star winners in the last hour, both of whom are going to receive free copies of Stop the Coming Civil War as soon as they're available, which is very countdown shortly. Countdown shortly. Now, there was a slip-up on Fox News by John, the foaming-mouth madman McCain. He was talking to Greta Van Susteren about ISIS. And he slipped up and he said that he was part of a group that wanted to supply ISIS with weapons. I swear to God. And you have to listen to clip 9 and then 10 together. Let's hear them.
First of all, we have to understand that ISIS has obliterated the boundary between Iraq and Syria. You've got to go after them in both places, and you can't do it with half measures, and you need to use full weight of American air power. That will require some more boots and support on the ground, and it can succeed. We can stop them. Hillary Clinton has described already the meeting in the White House over 2 years ago. Everyone in the national security team recommended arming ISIS. And the president by himself turned it down. Just like by himself, he decided not to strike Syria after he said that they'd crossed the red line. There's no ability.
Okay, what did McCain just say? Everyone in the national security team 2 years ago wanted to arm ISIS. But Obama turned it down, he said. So this government really created this Frankenstein. Isn't that what you just heard? Everything that we've told you is true, that Ambassador Stevens was in charge of funneling the weapons that were seized in Libya and sending them to the so-called Free Army in Syria. And he was then wiped out, knocked off, killed, assassinated, disappeared because he knew the truth. It didn't happen by accident. That's why Obama or whoever in the White House gave the orders to stand down. Remember that? Remember, we heard that there were generals ready to send in the Marines, send in special forces to protect the embassy in Benghazi. All those generals were purged by Obama within 3 months of Benghazi. I can give you their names. They're all in Stop the Coming Civil War. He purged all of the generals who were ready to help Ambassador Stevens. Just like Stalin. Stalin killed the generals by having them shot. Obama doesn't shoot the generals. He just throws them out and shuts them up. And that's what we're living with today. That's what I think. Is this too much of a conspiracy theory with you? Would you rather hear about lesbian sex at Rikers Island? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Here we are, the 3rd of September. The kids are going back to school. You got to keep your teeth clean. You got to treat your acne. You got to get the kids the Ritalin. You got to suppress the boys' impulses to be boys. You don't want them to grow into men. You want to keep them as perennial boys wearing shorts till they're 50 and certainly not get married. And the best way to do that is listen to the feminist educational establishment. You may not even want to send your son to college in the new America because, after all, there are no jobs for them. They're being reserved for feminists and illegal aliens and anyone on affirmative action. You know, don't send your son to college. They don't belong in working. Well, some kind of job anyway that the women don't want or that the illegal aliens don't want. And what's going on in the government? You can't follow that. Why follow any of this? You figure I'll deal with it when I have to. When a bomb goes off, I'll make sure I'm not there. And we'll leave it to the cops and the firemen like in 9/11. You won't be getting the asbestos blast. And let's see, who'll get blamed for it? Let's see. The left will say the right did it by provoking the Muslims. In other words, have we all embraced them and gotten a prayer rug and prayed to Mecca three times a day, they wouldn't have blown us up again. Because we weren't good enough to the Islamists. We didn't bring enough of them in from Somalia. We didn't give them enough toothbrushes and toilet paper or whatever. And as far as the illegals that Obama's flooding in from Guatemala, they rejected the tamales the first day in the shelters. They said they were too cold. So you see, because we don't treat the illegals properly, they hate us. And that's why you should celebrate the fact that for the first time in American history, whites are the minority in our schools. Just think of the glory of America 20 years from now, when the whites are a real minority in America. Just think about the wonders that this country is going to become. Just think about it. No longer a white-dominated America. Wow. What a paradise we'll have. It'll be a workers' paradise. The dream of the left. A lifetime dream of the left. So things are coming up roses if you're a fanatic on the left. But if you're an American who still loves borders, language, and culture, and you're a patriot, and you fear that this administration is not really American, that this administration is really fighting on the other for the other team. With one hand, I mean, Obama says, we're going to wipe out ISIS, but it's a manageable problem. That's like saying we're going to not wipe out cancer, but it's a manageable problem. So he's approaching ISIS as though it's a cancer that he doesn't want to eradicate, but just manage. That's a pretty good strategy. See, if you catch cancer early enough, you can eradicate it. But if you don't eradicate it, you can't even manage it sometimes because it grows out of control. I guess the oncologists surrounding Obama don't know that. They didn't study that at Bryn Mawr. They didn't get that lesson at the University of Tehran through their father. This is the Savage Nation. When I come back, we'll talk about important things like lesbianism at Rikers Island.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
I was reading the New York Post the other day, and there was an article that caught my attention, because I'm that kind of guy. It was entitled, Drugs, Sex, and Violence, My Hell as a Rikers Guard, by Robin K. Miller, who spent 20 years working as a city correction officer, where they say she was locked away in a seedy world of rampant sex, drug abuse, and backstabbing. And that was just amongst the guards. Ms. Miller, who retired in 05, is joining us now on the Savage Nation to talk about the stories of criminality amongst correction officers at Rikers Island. Robin Miller, don't be nervous. I'm not going to engage in any kind of rough talk here. Robin, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, doctor. Is there a doctor in the house?
Hey, I can use a doctor in the house, I'll tell you that.
Dramatic. It scares the mess out of you. Oh, my.
So, Robin, you spent 20 years as a prison guard, and you saw pretty hot stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Now, okay, look, here's what I want to know. Is this still going on, or is that what was when you were there?
Excuse me? Say that again?
Is it still going on?
It has to be, because it's in the papers. It's constantly...
No.
When
did you retire, Robin?
Excuse me?
When did you retire?
I retired April 2005. I came off the books July 2005, July 1st. I was officially retired.
Okay, but when you were there, I mean, I read your article, Drugs, Sex, and Violence at Rikers Guard, blah, blah, blah. You were saying that when the young female guards would arrive, they were basically paraded before the existing cadre of female guards, who would handpick them for a little pleasure, and if you didn't comply, you were given horrible duty, while those who did comply with the females' desires for sex were able to not even report to work. Is that really true?
To a certain degree, I wouldn't say they wouldn't report to work, but they would get the easy assignments. They would never have to work with the prisoners. They would never have to work on the gates. Like all the undesirable posts, if you wasn't part of that crew, if you wasn't, and it wasn't everybody, don't get me wrong, it was not every officer, but a lot of the female officers were handpicked. Some were handpicked from the academy.
Robin, you come from the hood. You come from a very tough neighborhood, isn't that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so, I mean, you know what tough is. You grew up in it. So you were able to handle it. Are there any young ladies who couldn't handle this?
Well, most of the females that came, because they didn't send a lot of females to the male jails straight from the academy. Most of the women went to the woman's house. It was changed to Rose and Singer Center. But the females that from my class that came to the C-76, a few of them couldn't handle it. And I remember officer getting her behind felt in a hallway by an inmate, and she didn't even flinch. She just like it was okay.
Hmm.
But she worked primarily.
In your article, you say that there was a guard network when you worked there that smuggled drugs and violently attacked inmates.
Oh, yeah. It was not just a guard. Well, a guard, 4 kilos. He got arrested, I think, at roll call. He had 4 kilos.
What? Four Ks of what? Marijuana?
Cocaine. He used to be my B-man, too. I worked with him on several occasions.
4 Ks of cocaine into the prison?
Yes. He had it taped around his stomach. That was
wow.
That was my first year. And I worked with him a couple of times on the midnight tour, and I kept... Like I used to be in the A station, and he would be in the back on the B post. We call it the B post in the dorms with the inmates. And I kept wondering why he was so comfortable sleeping, mouth open, everything. He was just really comfortable. And then a couple of weeks later, he got arrested. He got arrested at roll call. The chief, the IG, like a bunch of people. He had 4 kilos of cocaine under his uniform shirt. So this is not something that just started.
Oh, but Robin, so that means they were trying to root it out. I mean, it's not like it was rampant from the top down, correct?
No, I think yes, it was. It was coming from the top down. As far as the abuse with the inmates, I've seen an officer brutally. I've seen a lot of brutal beatings my first year, but you couldn't say anything because then you'd be labeled an inmate lover. But I've seen one person that shocked me because they made it all the way to commissioner. All that's in the book, too. It's like they were rewarded for brutally beating inmates. And if
are you talking about inmates who were acting up, or they would do it for fun out of nowhere?
No, for fun, because one of them was on my line, because you had to take them to the mess hall at 5 o'clock in the morning for breakfast.
Oh, boy. This is an eerie story. I mean, you know, it's hard to believe that it still goes on with all of the social media and all of the everyone poking their faces into prisons today. Do you think this is really limited in scope to Rikers and a few prisons? You're not suggesting it's rampant across the country because, you know, out here in California, I know people in the business. They tell me that this almost doesn't go on out here.
I can't speak for other cities and states. I can only speak for where I worked at and the institutions I worked at and from what I hear from my fellow officers during the course of my time with correction, and now a lot of officers are giving me a lot of information that are retired as well.
So you're like a Serpico of the prison guards.
Yeah, now I am, and that's why they don't want the book to come out. That's the problem. Now I am watching me now. They're trying to basically stop me, and that's why it's important that I get a legal team because I want to name names. You know, I want it was a lot of abuse of power from the officers all the way up to the mayor, and all that's in the book. And they know, just from the article from the Post, certain keywords, Poconos and stuff like that, that involves commissioners and assistant commissioners.
Yeah, what was that about the Poconos I read? What was going on up in the mountains?
From what I understand, they was taking them from the academy to a house in the Poconos, having sex with the new recruits, and then they can work anywhere they want.
Now, you're talking about the female guards had a little hideaway up there, a little lover's nest. Is that what you're saying?
A person of rank had a house in the Poconos.
But wait, was this amongst the females to females, or wider than that?
Males had higher up.
Yeah, but I'm saying it was a female who had a house up there, and she saw a young guard she wanted. She took her up there?
The males. That was one incident. That's one situation.
Oh, you're saying they were picking young men for sex partners?
Oh, no. Well, that's what's going on, too, but not in the Poconos.
Oh, God. Well, wait, Mayor de Blasio, is he cracking down now in Manhattan, in New York City?
I have no idea. I don't think so. He can't control a lot of that. A lot of that stuff, the culture has already been there. I think it might have died down a little bit because the people that were really responsible for a lot of that corruption went to jail. They got away with a lot of stuff that they did, but one in particular, he went to jail.
But Robin, let me ask you something. How did you avoid participating in the sex and the drug trade? If you saw it going on and didn't rat anyone out, which you didn't do at the time for self-protection, but how did you avoid participating? What did you have to do to reject the advances of a female, let's say, superior?
Well, the type of person that I am, like when it comes to female, like my female bosses or even male bosses, I just did my job. I didn't leave an opening. And if I was approached by a male officer, I've been approached by male captains, I've been approached by, a brass higher up. It's like, that's not what I'm about. I was like, come on, I'm coming from Brownsville. I'm like from the ghetto straight into the ghetto. So I was kind of raw and rough, you know, with my delivery. And I will also document stuff. Like, they call it CYA, cover your behind, ASS. But I would write you up in a minute if you, like, harass me. Like, I have a lot of documentation.
Robin, why is it I enjoy talking to you? Why am I enjoying this? It seems like I can talk to you. You're so straight up. There's no veneer over what you're saying.
No.
There's no veneer over any of your words. It is what it is. You're like talking to an X-ray machine.
I am. And that's why it's time. You know what? I retired, and I went through a big old mental thing. Didn't know what was going on. I'm held up in a house 9 years, not living my life. And it's like I couldn't figure out what it was. And once I realized what it was, basically it was the abuse that I took daily as a
coach. Oh, but you mean after you retired, you locked yourself in your house?
Yeah.
What, you wouldn't come out?
Basically, around the corner to the store, that's it.
Why? You were afraid of being beaten up or killed or what?
Say that again?
You're afraid of being assaulted?
No, I was just, it was like so much, it was hard work to go to work.
Like, so you're saying you were so burned out from what you saw and what you had to do to maintain your integrity, you withdrew into your own little world.
And what I had to deal with on a regular basis.
Unbelievable. So tell me something else. The book, is the book published or you're trying to get it published?
No, the book is not published yet. I'm trying to get it published. But what I need is a legal team to look over the book because the city's going to try to stop me. These ex-commissioners and captains and chiefs and all of them are going to try to stop it. I don't want to get sued. So
yeah, well, listen, your publisher will take care of that, Robin. I've authored 29 or 30 books. They have a legal team in the publisher. They'll go through it for you. They won't publish it unless they have their lawyers read it. So you don't even have to worry about a lawyer. Heads up. You just need to get a publisher interested. I'm sure as a result of that New York Post article and your appearance on this show, which I think is your first radio appearance, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
How do you feel being on the Savage Nation today? Are you enjoying it?
To be honest with you, I love you now because you're just so easy to talk to. I thought you were going to bash me out.
No. I have a rule. A guest on my show is a guest in my house. And I learned from some wonderful people in the Fiji Islands that when you have a guest in your house, they are basically to be treated like family. And I mean like family you like. You don't treat them any other way. Now, when you're a guest in my house, Robin, why would I go after you? That's not my style. I'm not on CNN or any of those channels. That's what they would do to you. They would try to make you uncomfortable. Be very careful of the media, Robin. They're not like me. You know, I have a reputation that's the opposite of who I am, and they have a reputation that's the opposite of who they are. They are vicious. They'll try to rip you to shreds. And by the way, Robin, one other note of caution. If you go on any of these TV shows, I can guarantee you they'll call the people you worked for and get their opinion first and then try to set you up for fall.
Or they can't.
Well, because you know the facts and you're tough as nails.
They can't. I got documents. Everything is documented. And
well, Robin K. Miller, thank you very much for being with us today on the Savage Nation. And as a token of my appreciation, I would invite you to come back at another time at your convenience to give us an update on the seedy world of rampant sex, drug abuse, and backstabbing on Rikers Island Prison. Thank you very much, Robin. It's now 47 minutes after the hour. This is the Savage Nation on your local affiliate. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
But I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet, I think.
Last week, when this question was asked, I was specifically referring to the possibility of the military strategy inside of Syria that might require congressional approval.
Okay. It is very important. He's walking it back now. He's now lying. When he said, I had no strategy last week, I was referring to Syria military action. They gave him that script. He's now walking it back and saying, no, I didn't mean we had no strategy with ISIS. I mean, we have no strategy inside Syria. And so what I'm about to tell you should alarm you. I don't know if I want to alarm you, but a new article has just come out. Here's the headline. Ex-CIA employee admits President Obama is a radical Islamic enemy of America. She's a former CIA agent. She has a name, Claire Lopez. She was an active agent. She worked for the CIA. And she said that there are many Muslim converts inside the Obama administration. And she said they're trying to make America safe for Sharia law. She said that there's certainly plans of the Muslim Brotherhood. She said the war on terror is part and parcel of their plan. She's a pretty important person. She says the Muslim Brotherhood has thoroughly infiltrated the Obama administration and other branches of the federal government. She names names. It's on WorldNet Daily. And here's the blower, here's the mind blower. Ms. Lopez, former CIA officer, says she believes Obama has essentially the same goals in the Mideast as the late Osama bin Laden, which was, quote, to remove American power and influence, including military forces, from Islamic lands. She's a former CIA case agent. She knows more than you do. She knows more than Thomas Friedman on his fat behind there in the New York Times building. She knows more than Wolfie Blitzer, the little Pinocchio for Obama. Why don't you listen to her and see what she's saying? What's shocking here is that she's saying it at all. I don't know how she's even saying this. She also said this. She thinks that some of Obama's top appointees, such as CIA Director John Brennan, who is believed to be a Muslim convert, quote, consistently seem to apologize for Islam even in the face of such atrocities as the beheadings. And they keep taking pains to assure the world that they don't think IS or the Islamic State has anything to do with Islam. Can you believe this? Can you believe what you're reading, what's coming out here? But you say, oh, come on, she's a nut trying to sell a book. Well, keep reading Thomas Friedman of the New York Times if you want to keep your head in the sand. Because today we had two apologists for Islam. I played them at the beginning. John Kerry himself, in clip four, has to be heard. Play four. You've got to hear number four. Hear four.
The real face of Islam is not what we saw yesterday when the world bore witness again.
Well, okay. That's such a big lie, it's frightening. What do you mean it's not the real face of Islam? ISIS says it is the real face of Islam. And they even kill Muslims who are not radical enough for them. Nothing that these liars say is true. If you are perplexed, I don't blame you. That's why you tune into the Savage Nation. Every day on your local station.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Has he no humiliation for what he's done to this country? Does he not understand that most of us can look right through him? Is he a man without a country? What country does this man represent, I'd like to know? He decapitated the military, and now his stooge Hagel is screaming, oh, my God! Oh, the military is losing its power. Hagel sounds alarm on American military superiority. He is the very guy who destroyed and decapitated and deballed our military. Russia and China are trying to close the technology gap with the U.S. military, right? And Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said today he's alarmed, and he's the guy who's the decimated our military. It's unbelievable to me how they get away with it. One day they cut the military to ribbons. The next day they scream that Russia and China are overtaking us and we need more money. Okay, what can you do about it? When you have no opposition party, the answer is nothing. Nothing, that's all. What else is in the news? Who knows? I don't know. Is there any news you want to hear about? Decapitation? Nah, that's old news. Only two guys. What does it matter to you? You didn't know. What do you know? Did you know Foley? No. Did you know this other guy from, never heard of him. Who do I care? I didn't know him. What do you care? Please leave me alone. Let me go listen to music or sports. What's really important is which moron has a hat on backwards and what is his batting average is. That's what's important to the average American drug addict. Call the average American white male. That's what matters. Is the batting average of the average American ball player. What else do you want to talk about? Arming Ukraine. Oh, we're going to arm Ukraine? Ah, what, Ukraine, Shmukraine, his crane, my crane? I don't know about cranes. I'm trying to get to work and there's a crane in my way. Never heard of it, Ukraine. What crane? White crane? That's some kind of bird, isn't it? A crane? I never heard of a crane. What Ukraine? Don't even know where it is. What do I care? What do I care if Obama's arming Ukraine and disarming us? What do I care what anyone says about Ukraine? Who cares? Let them all kill themselves. That's my attitude. I'm a smart American. I know everything. Meanwhile, Lech Walesa, remember him? Ah, he's some fat old guy that was once a hero of America. Anyway, he says arming Ukraine by America could lead to nuclear war. Why listen to that fat old guy from Poland? What does he know? Obama wants to arm Ukraine. And Thomas Friedman of the New York Times says that's a good idea to go to war with Russia. Why should we listen to Lech Walesa, the former president of Poland? What does he know? We want to listen to the men from America who know things. Wolf Blitzer, for example. So let's provoke Russia into a nuclear war. Forget Lech Walesa. I never heard of him anyway. Ukraine, my crane, his crane, bird crane, high crane, your crane, my crane, low crane. What do you want to talk about? Let's go to WMAL in Washington, D.C. on the Great Savage Nation. Mike, what's on your mind?
Yes, thank you. This comes under the heading of I can't make this stuff up. This is about the international meeting for ISIL in France that was held near Villepinte, France, 27 June 2014. This near Paris. It had 80,000 people that attended the event.
Who are they? Who attended the event? Vernon Jordan was there? Who was there?
Let me give you the short list of the prominent Western and American leaders that attended.
Okay.
General Hugh Shelton, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. General William Casey, former commanding general of the Operation Iraqi Freedom. Newt Gingrich, Senator Joseph Lieberman, and John McCain was there by video.
Wait a minute. Was Wolfowitz there too? One of the early neocon architects of the Iraq invasion, was he there?
No, you know, I didn't really fully research, you know, the full list of prominent attendees, but there are a number of American politicians there.
Well, there are many radio hosts who think we should go to war with Russia. They call me an apologist for Putin because I don't want a nuclear war. They're attacking me for not wanting a nuclear war. That's because they once worked for Ronald Reagan and they're war hawks. All they know is war. They don't know what peace is.
I'm a Vietnam-era veteran. I never fought in a war, but I came pretty close. My brother fought in Vietnam. And I'm sick and tired of these wars. I protested against these wars when Bush was in office, and I'm still protesting the wars now that Obama's in office.
But what you're telling us is alarming, Mike. You gave us a rogues list, a rogues gallery of all the people who got us into Iraq, didn't you? The only one missing from that list would be Rumsfeld.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's real easy to find on the Internet. Just Google International Meeting for ISIL in France. I got your one of your first books, the one that shows you in front of the San Francisco Bridge, and I've been meaning to get some other books.
Oh, my way back. Well, you just won a gold prize. You're getting a free copy of Stop the Coming Civil War. You're the gold star winner this hour, Mike.
Thank you very much. But before I forget, can I recommend another book that's similar to yours?
Oh, no. Then it would be competition.
Well, it came out a long time ago. I don't.
Okay, then it's okay, as long as it doesn't compete with mine. What is it?
Well, it's called Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America, and the government...
Wow. Oh, my God. You know, in my book on the coming Civil War, you know who I use quite often as a reference point? Abraham Lincoln. Because Abraham Lincoln is one of Obama's heroes and mentors, and people don't realize that Abraham Lincoln resorted to absolute dictatorship to get his way. Do you know that he arrested something like 13,000 opponents and eliminated habeas corpus and just had them arrested overnight? Any newsman who opposed Lincoln was arrested. Are you aware of that?
Yes, it was the same thing in World War I, too, as well.
Well, so don't think that Obama's not capable of it, and don't think it can't happen here. And that's why my book is such a warning. And this man is capable of anything. He is the most... I can't do it again. I can't do it again. He's just a slippery eel. Obama's a slippery eel. He's this most skilled liar I've ever seen in my life.
Yes. Well, look at this persecution of Rick Perry and the governor of Virginia.
Yes, it's unbelievable. For no crimes whatsoever, they were crucified, when what has been done by Obama's minions are 100 times worse. Okay, my friend, you're a winner. Gold Star winner. Stay in the line. Neil will take your address. And we'll have the publisher send a copy out to you when the book is out October 7th. That brings us to one open line on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Who's a bigger threat to you, ISIS or Putin? Should we go to war with Russia, as many in talk radio want? Fat old men who have never fired a BB gun are marching us towards war. Fat old men who have never fired a BB gun want war with Russia because they hate Putin. But you're not going to see them strap on a uniform. They want your son to die for their cause. The old Reaganites, the old neocons are dying for war. War at all costs. War with Russia. Now, they don't mean nuclear war. They mean just a good land war because we're so powerful we can easily defeat Russia. Okay, New Mexico, Megan, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. I was just calling to say, as a veteran, and I want to make it clear that I don't claim to know everything, but I have listened to your show, and I just want you to know that we, the veterans, are strong, old and young, past and present, and hopefully in the future. And America will be safe because of our service.
Well, God bless you. I hear what you're saying, and it's very painful to listen to you. It's painful for you, and I won't exploit this call, but I thank you very much for calling. The problem with loyal and strong soldiers like that woman who's crying on the air is that the leadership has been decapitated, has been purged by Obama. He has purged America's military, purged it. Meanwhile, the enemy within functions with impunity. The enemy within dances on the graves of our fallen heroes. The enemy within parties around the clock, because they understand there is no opposition party and there's no opposition newspapers. Would you like to comment on any of these comments? You can't, because I'm doing the commentary today. On the other hand, if you have something important to say, we'll take your call, such as this one. Joel on WABC in New York City. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Mike. Putin is a very proud person, and he's not arrogant. Now, we are trapping Putin. The United States has cornered Putin, trapping Putin, and then we are threatening Putin and Russia that, wow, what we are going to do if you encroach Estonian territory. Now, what's he going to do? A proud man like him, trapped, you know, cornered? He's, even if he had no mind at all.
Yes, but the American media, primarily guys like those at the New York Times, have turned Putin into the public enemy of the world. They made him the, like a Hitler. Remember what Hillary Clinton said? She said he's like Hitler. Then we heard the Hitler refrain over and over again. And the question really is, why are we provoking Putin right now? What's to be gained by this?
Now, he will go into Estonia, although he had no intention of doing so, because of pride. Because, in his view, the rest of the world is going to say, aha, you're afraid of the United States. And then nuclear war breaks out. That's when ISIL will take over the world. That's what they're waiting.
Well, I don't know about all of that, but I do know this. Russia's engaging right now, as America military is drilling in Ukraine in order to provoke Russia. Russia has said, okay, you're going to drill in my backyard? We're doing a nuclear exercise. Did you read that today?
Absolutely. And also one more point regarding Gorbachev. According to Putin, you know, Gorbachev was a Manchurian candidate under President Reagan's administration.
Oh, I saw that from a mile away. I always saw him as the Manchurian candidate. He never fooled me for a minute. All of his peace machinations, he was clearly a Manchurian candidate. That's why he was so loved by the American left.
Russia.
All right, thanks for the call. Russia's strategic nuclear forces to hold major exercise this month. Not only has your president reignited the Cold War, but he has reignited a nuclear confrontation on this planet. Your president is pushing the world closer to Armageddon. The forces responsible for Russia's strategic nuclear arsenal will conduct major exercises this month involving more than 4,000 soldiers. That's the nuclear arsenal. So here we thought we had a president of peace. Here we thought we had a president who wanted peace. Here we thought we had a president who was anti-nuke. The exact opposite is what's happening. Supersonic MiG-31 fighter interceptors and Su-24 MR reconnaissance aircraft will take part in this exercise. And that's because NATO, that fascist organization NATO, is provoking Russia into an armed confrontation. Now, you could say it's Putin's brinksmanship that is doing this. Oh, yeah. So you could say Putin's doing this. But you should remember that Russia has nearly 5,000 more nuclear warheads than the USA because of the empty chair, the hologram president. Did you hear what I said? Russia has nearly 5,000 more nuclear warheads than the USA because of the empty chair in the White House. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
And I hope that all of you will use the principles of Allah and our God to bring peace and justice to all. Thank you very much.
That's Jimmy Carter before the Islamic Society of North America's annual convention. This is after two beheadings and the burial alive of whole villages, the mass rape of women, the genocide occurring. He's telling us about the principles of Allah. The phone number is 855-407-282. That's the phone number. Let's take some calls. Let's go to George in Detroit on WJR. George, welcome to the program.
Michael, thank you for having me on, and you missed the two-headed sword that was here in Detroit recently. Not only was Jimmy Carter at the convention center in downtown Detroit, which is where this illustrious convention was held at, we also had Joe Biden was here on Labor Day. The virtues of the slave camps, commonly referred to as unions in this country. I wanted to hopefully have you at some point in time discuss with our audience Hegelian dialectical materialism. What these bastards are doing is they're creating problems that they have answers to. You understand where I'm going with this?
Keep going. I studied philosophy. I know where you're going, so please continue with your theory.
Thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. When Jimmy Carter was there, and I heard him speaking, and he's talking about Allah and our God, meaning, of course, that these two great powers can unite to merge into their new world order.
Yeah, what did he mean by Allah and our God? Who's our God?
Well, his God, Jim Carter's God, our God, is going to be this Gaia coming out of this United Nations. This is a global Illuminist plan.
Because I was under the impression that Allah was to the Muslim the one God. They're monotheistic religion. So the one God would refer to the same God that Christians and Jews worship. That's what I always understood that to be. So when Jimmy Carter said, I hope that Allah and our God, I didn't quite get that.
Right, it's a false premise, because they will never get satisfied with merging with our God. In their mind, as you understand, it's Allah or nothing. With Putin, remember that we put the previous show I mentioned, we put the Russians in power. They are our partners. We're not going to blow each other up, but what good are nuclear weapons if you don't pop one or two off here and there? They will create some sort of an artificial problem in which we can, of course, bring the United Nations in. And it's troubling times, so don't get me wrong, but get ready to, I better put my aluminum hat on here so I don't expose too much, but...
Yeah, right, you better put the aluminum foil hat on.
Exactly. I'm glad you took a little time off from your vacation when you tapped in from New York City, the home of course, all things great and glorious. But Michael, I just...
That's right. But I got to tell you this. I was much rested on Labor Day. I'm exhausted again from looking at the world news. It's horrible. It's getting worse by the second. How does Obama get away with this slippery behavior?
Let me tell you this, too. You don't get elected president of the United States because you're a good-looking colored man that can speak off a teleprompter. He's been brought into this to, bring forward this new world order. And I'm sure your listening audience has heard those words over and over again. But
well, I know Hitler talked about a new world order, and I don't think it's stopped ever since. I know George Bush referred to it. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation. That's another Gold Star winner of Stop the Coming Civil War.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
Our objective is clear. And that is to degrade and destroy ISIL so that it's no longer a threat, not just to Iraq, but also to the region and to the United States. In order for us to accomplish that, the first phase has been to make sure we've got an Iraqi government that's in place and that we are blunting the momentum that ISIL was carrying out. And the airstrikes have done that.
I have never heard a bigger liar in my life. This man is getting away with treason every day of the week. And no one challenges this guy. It's, you know, look, maybe I'm in the business too deeply. Maybe it's because I study this on a daily basis that I see the cancer for what it is. And I really don't blame the average listener for not wanting to listen to the analysis of the best oncologist in the political world. I'm the best oncologist in the political sphere in this country. And I think that the cancer has metastasized. I do not understand how he can get away with saying things like this. When with one hand he says he's striking ISIS because people are screaming, do something. On the other hand, he's going as slowly as he can. On the other hand, he does things which seem to support this blitzkrieg that's going on from these Islamofascists. I want to ask you something. During an appearance on Fox News today, General Thomas McInerney said that the United States helped build ISIS. And that's a quote. You see, ISIS was obtaining weapons from our consulate in Benghazi. Remember the Benghazi story? Remember Ambassador Chris Stevens? Remember Hillary Clinton? Remember all of that scandal? Remember we all talked about the fact that there were rumors on the internet that Chris Stevens' main job in Libya was to transfer all the weapons that Gaddafi had to the so-called rebels in Syria to overthrow Assad. And then all of a sudden they let Chris Stevens get killed. He was knocked off because of what he knew, some of you were saying, and what he knew about. Mainly that this government was actually arming terror-loving Islamists who have later been redesignated ISIS. They used to be called rebels. The Syrian Free Army were trying to overthrow Assad. Now, they couldn't do it openly because they knew that most Americans were tired of war, number one. And number two, it made no sense. Although Assad's a monster, he is able to maintain some semblance of order in Syria. He kept these bastards under control, and if we kill him through ISIS, which is what I think they're going to do, you're going to see the slaughter of hundreds of thousands of Christians and Alawites. Now they're killing reporters, right? Now, if you accept that ISIS may be America's proxy army, and that we've been supplying them with weapons through the CIA. And there are people who can prove it, by the way. There are people who can prove that what I just said is true. We have been supplying ISIS directly or indirectly with weapons for a long time. And not only weapons in the form of the weapons that came out of Libya through Chris Stevens, but weapons per se have been flowing in there. America has become the lapdog of who then? Why would this country secretly be arming ISIS? Why? Why would we be doing that? What's the end goal here? The end goal is the overthrow of Assad of Syria. That's the end goal. Just as they decapitated the leadership of Libya, again a strong man, Gaddafi, an evil man, but he was able to hold the psychotic Islamists in check. It didn't stop Hillary Clinton from cackling with her girlfriend saying, "We came, we saw, he died, he. So everything Hillary Clinton has touched has been a disaster in terms of American foreign policy. If you're near a computer or you have an iPhone, would you please do me a favor? Would you go to michaelsavage.com? Would you please at least look at my new book, which is not out until October? I asked the publisher, I begged the publisher, I implored the publisher, please put the cover up. Stop the coming civil war, my savage truth. Stop Obama from declaring martial law, I say. You can pre-order the book right now. Send a message. Send a message to the world that you know what they're doing. I think we should now play out some of the sound bites, because they're saying that there's no war, we're not in a war, nothing. They're in a war. There's no goal. There's no policy. The president said we have no policy. Do we have that old one, Neil, where the president said we have no policy? Play that one. This is the hologram on this issue. Let's play the hologram. I think we still have it. If not, don't worry about it.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet.
We don't want to put the golf cart before the horse?
In some of the news reports.
This guy has a golf cart on his mind.
That, folks are getting a little further ahead of where we're at than we currently are.
So we have no strategy. His mind was on carts, golf carts, carts of money. So he said, we have no reason to put the cart before the horse. We have no strategy. Well, they have a strategy. ISIS, ISICL, IKK has a strategy. The Islamo-Klux Klan is conducting a brilliant blitzkrieg. And their strategy is quite simple. Induce terror before you even arrive on the battlefield, and the enemy will throw their weapons down. That, you see, I got to tell you again. I know you don't want to hear it. You think this is a limited engagement. You think somehow it's going to go away. You think that if we just ignore it, you know, don't worry about it. Everyone will get together. I got to go sell some ties in the garment center. Don't bother me with this crap. Now, I'm in New York. I don't care about the great days of the Arabs and the Byzantine army in 634. You know what? I don't want to listen to this. Who's on first? What's his batting average? Huh? And I really want to see them pictures of them naked broads in Hollywood on the iCloud when I get home. I want to sell my ties today, my belts. Don't waste my time. Who is this nut talking about? The Islamo-Klux Klan. What's he nut? Who cares? They cut some guy's head off. Isn't that what they do? Isn't that what they do to each other down there? What do I care? I'm a wise, smart New Yorker. I don't need to know any of this garbage. I'm smarter than everybody. I'm smart. I know everything. But what you don't know, Mr. Wise Guy, is that the Arabs swept across the globe in only 25 years, conquering Egypt, Arabia, Syria, Armenia, and Persia in only 25 years. And you know how they did it, Mr. Thai salesman? They did it with little armies of 3,000 to 4,000 Arabs. And they did it by inducing terror as they went along the way. So if you think that the leadership of the Islamo-Klux Klan, ISIS, whatever you want to call them, are stupid, you're mistaken. They know just how to do it. And they're doing it the way it was done 1,000 years ago. And that is, they invade a town, they conduct the worst terror you could imagine, burying people alive, raping women in front of their children, killing the men in front of the women, raping the women, selling the women into slavery. And what happens next is when we arrive in the next town, they throw their weapons down out of fear. So the 3,000 to 4,000 Arab armies, little armies, is how they did it before. And this was a plan, by the way, that was put out by the successor to Muhammad after Muhammad died. And the successor was named Abu Bakr. He became the caliph. And with the faith that moves mountains, the faith in his little holy book, the Quran, He set out a simple plan, and that was to organize and subjugate the whole world to Allah. Listen to what I just said to you. He had a little plan, which to subjugate the entire world to Allah, and he did it with little armies of 3,000 to 4,000 Arabs. How do I know this? This is according to the history books. This is according to the letters that the Prophet had written from Medina in 628 to all the monarchs of the world when he told them that he was coming for them and what he would do. And then we see the great days of the Arabs in 25 years. It's one of the most amazing stories of conquest in the history of the human race. 25 years they conquered, as I said to you, from Arabia. They set out and conquered Egypt. They conquered Syria, Armenia, Persia. A good part of China was Muslimized. And that's how it happened, little armies. So that's what they're doing now. They're following an ancient script, an ancient plan. By 750 A.D., the Muslim Empire had conquered a good part of Spain. As you know, all of North Africa was converted to Muslim Islam. Persia was conquered. You know, Iranians were not originally Muslims. A good part of Turkestan was conquered. And it was only at the Battle of Poitiers in France where they were stopped by the Frenchmen, the French noblemen who were knights themselves. See, in those days, if you were a rich man, you didn't hire bodyguards. You had to be tougher than your own bodyguard to be a knight in those, to be a rich man in those days. That's how it worked. If you weren't tougher than your bodyguards, you weren't rich because somebody would have taken it from you. In other words, the guy who was tough enough to be your bodyguard would have taken your money from you. He would have become you. Well, today you can be Bloomberg. Anybody can run a city, a country. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. No, we just let some mercenaries do it. Where are the French on this? Where are the Germans? Where are the English? Where are the Spaniards? Where are the Italians? Why are they doing nothing? They're more threatened than we are. They're closer to the Islamo-fascist headquarters. Where are they? I mean, Italians can kill. Spanish can kill. The Germans can kill. The English can kill. The French can kill. Where are they? Why are they? What are they doing? I mean, time for the French to get their noses out of the brie. It's time for the Italians to get their noses out of the cappuccino. It's time for the Spaniards to get their noses out of the sangria. And it's time for the Germans to get their noses out of the whatever they're eating over there. I don't know. They're not eating any German food anymore. I know that. They've wimpified the entire nation. They don't even eat bratwurst in Germany anymore. Now, I think they're eating green food now in Germany. They're all lean and lithe, and they're not willing to do anything. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Well, here we are, hour number three of the Savage Nation for the 3rd of September, 2014. Can you believe it? The world is at war, and of course, everyone seems to know it except the president and his minions. Why do I say that? Well, John Kerry, the Secretary of State, gave a speech on MSNBC yesterday saying, the real face of Islam is not what we saw yesterday. Why don't you tell that to ISIS? They say it is the real face of Islam. So who do you believe, John Kerry or them? Meanwhile, the Commander-in-Chief sends conflicting signals about ISIS. He says, degrade and destroy them, but let's keep it manageable. I don't think we would have beaten the Nazis in World War II if our war leader had said, let's keep it manageable. It was a fight to the death. Other questions include, are you worried about our military exercises we're going to have in eastern Ukraine? Did you hear that one? Obama's sending military equipment to Ukraine to trigger a war with Russia. Do you believe now is the right time to push Putin even further? Do you believe Obama's the right commander-in-chief to manage ISIS? And what do you fear more, war with Russia or an attack by the Islamo-Klux Klan? Are we really behind ISIS is the question. Well, the president said we don't have a strategy yet. He's dragging his heels. He's saying we have no strategy. But I don't think that's a mistake. It's not an error. I don't believe Obama's uninformed. I believe that this government has made a strategic decision to let ISIS grow in power. Why? Why do I say that? Well, you'll have to listen to the show more carefully to follow the bouncing ball. ISIS may be America's proxy army, which they're going to use ultimately to take down Assad in Syria, using both ISIS forces and American weapons. That's why we've been arming ISIS in a quiet way. You understand what I'm saying? Now, why would we want to take down Assad? Why is he the worst enemy of America? He's a terrible man, but he has contained the radical Islamists. If we take down Assad, the Christians will be slaughtered, the Alawites will be slaughtered, the Jews will be slaughtered. Why would we be doing this? Well, why don't you look towards Saudi Arabia? Why don't you look at Saudi Arabia? Because to many people, America is the lapdog of Saudi Arabia, who happens to be playing all sides against each other around the world, as they've been doing for ages. Remember, it was Saudi King Abdullah who was the first Arab leader to condemn the Assad regime in August 2011. And so, therefore, what we are talking about may not be so crazy. We've also talked about many other things, including the 10 most hated presidents in history. At the top of the list would be Barack Obama. You never heard of the others. I mean, you heard of Herbert Hoover? No. Richard Nixon? Yes, of course, because he was a Republican. Ulysses Grant, John Tyler, Millard Fillmore, Franklin Pierce, Andrew Johnson, Warren Harding, James Buchanan, Calvin Coolidge. According to the left wing, they're the most hated presidents in history, and Barack Obama's not on the list. Isn't that odd? Not odd to me. The man has been after this country from the day he was born. And that's why I wrote Stop the Coming Civil War, which is already number one on the Barnes & Noble bestseller list. Would you please check out the book Stop the Coming Civil War? Would you please buy it? It'll be out October 7th and make a statement. The book cover itself is a billboard. And with hundreds of thousands or millions of these billboards, we just might be able to send the message to stop the coming civil war. There are many other news stories on the Savage Nation each and every day. We had probably the best sound in the history of talk radio. We have Jimmy Carter at the Islamic Society of North America's annual convention saying that the principles of Allah will bring peace to all.
And I hope that all of you will use the principles of Allah and our God to bring peace and justice to all. Thank you very much.
John Kerry said the real face of Islam is not what we saw in the beheadings. Oh, no.
The real face of Islam is not what we saw yesterday, when the world bore witness again to the unfathomable brutality of ISIL terrorist murderers, when we saw Stephen Sotloff, an American journalist who left home in Florida in order to tell the story of brave people in the Middle East. We saw him brutally taken from us in an act of medieval savagery.
McCain made a revealing slip on Fox News saying Obama didn't want to arm ISIS. Oh, you mean he didn't want to and he did anyway?
Hillary Clinton has described already the meeting in the White House over 2 years ago. Everyone in the national security team recommended arming ISIS. And the president by himself turned it down, just like by himself he decided not to strike Syria after he said that they'd crossed the red line. There's no ability.
Meanwhile, Obama was pushing for boots on the ground in the Baltics to help Ukraine. How do you like that? Former CIA operative Bob Baer says ISIS is here and capable of striking us.
The people who collect tactical intelligence on the ground day to day, and this isn't Washington, but people collecting this stuff say, they're here, ISIS is here, they're capable of striking, they don't know what their plans and intentions are, but it's a definite concern.
General McInerney said we helped build ISIS, no kidding.
I think it's going to turn out maybe this weekend, it's going to show some of those weapons from Benghazi ended up in the hands of ISIS. So we helped build ISIS. Now there's a danger there.
Obama says that with regard to Russia, might does not make right. Really? Where did I read that before?
Justice will win, because might does not make right. And the only path to lasting peace is when people know that their dignity will be respected and that their rights will be upheld. And citizens like nations will never settle for a world where the big are allowed to bully the small. Sooner or later, they fight back.
Meanwhile, Boehner's been heard from. Remember him? He said that Obama could get immigration reform next year.
But I did outline that, there's a possibility that Congress could take this issue up next year. But if that were going to happen, there are things that he should do and things he should not do as we lead up to this.
Oh, he's appeared again. Well, those are some of the best sound bites in talk radio of the day and of the week right here on the Savage Nation. Thanks for listening, and God bless America.
Savage.